I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3ND, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to the 3DFFL. This is season number 3, and this is episode number 13. This is week number 13. We are going to be talking with Tizzle Bun. We are going to be talking with JT, a longtime friend, as you guys know, as we talk about on the podcast. JT, say what's up to everybody in the league and everybody who listens.
What's going on, 3D?
All right, JT, you ready to get into the Week 13 matchups and talk about everything that's going down?
I'm ready to do it all, bro. Let's go.
All right, guys, as you know, follow DIG on Spotify. Follow Gifted and Gorgeous, the sponsor of the 3DFFL Season Number 3 on Facebook. Follow Designed Individually Gifted on Facebook as well, where you can find all of DIG's music. DIG, that is me, the D to the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast. We are here. We're having a good time. As I told JT, we're having some twisted teas tonight, watching the fights. Texas Longhorns let us down. So, you know, we're not going to get too much into that, JT, but we will talk about some fantasy football. We will talk about the Week 13 matchups and, you know, everything that comes with it, because I know you have some interesting stories behind this matchup coming up next week. So, matchup number one that we're going to talk about, we got the Signs in Sports Podcast and Tizzle Bun. Matchup number two, we got Sempire and Prison Squad, excuse me. Matchup number three, we got Star Gang and Kyle Orton Memorial. Matchup number four, we got Drinking from the Cup and the Chosen One, Terrence Pryor. Matchup number five, we got Mixing Things Up and Florida Boy. And matchup number six, we got Hawk Tua, Another Championship, which I believe he changed his name. He is no longer Hawk Tua, Another Championship. I guess we will figure that out, or I kind of want to know what it is. Hawk Tua, A Shit Season is his new name. So, the reigning defending champion of the 3DFFL, Keith Dyer, eliminated from the playoffs, as everybody knows. Hawk Tua, A Shit Season is the final matchup going up against Who Wants to Smoke that we are going to talk about. But again, bringing it back to matchup number one, we got the 3DFFL and Tizzle Bun. JT, as you know, and as you've probably heard on the other podcasts, when it comes to your matchup, I usually pass it to the person to go ahead and talk about it. Since this is mine and yours, you could go ahead and talk about your lineup, and I'll talk about mine. So,
well, I mean, it was a good fucking game until Jerry Jeudy decided to have his revenge moment. You know, I was projected to win the whole time until that our two final players, and it put me in a win or go home situation this week. But yeah, I mean, fuck, dude, I don't even know. You just whipped my ass.
So, with standout performances from players like Lamar Jackson, Bijan Robinson, DJ Moore, and like you said, for most of the I think 2 day stretch, you were leading. You did have you did have a high possibility of winning. You did have a high possibility. I can still hear my delay in your background, JT, by the way, just to let you know that. I don't wanna ruin the quality of your sound on your end, you know. So With standout performances like that, as we talked about, Jerry Jeudy with a 40.5 game, 9 catches, 235 yards, and a touchdown. My only standout performer, and if you want to give a head nod to Saquon Barkley with 107 and a touchdown, 19.7 points, we can go ahead and do that. But for the most part, difficult loss to swallow, I would imagine. That Jerry Jeudy game on a Monday, 40.5 points, literally carrying me over and not only beating you by, I mean, not only winning, but beating you by 20 when I think I was down by 23, 24, something like that. So, fantasy football, man. any last thoughts on any of your players? Or how about how your season's been going so far?
Dude, 6-6-1. I got a tie, which is fucking crazy for fantasy, you know? Chuba Hubbard's been pretty good, solid all season, and he left me with 2.3 points, which really sucked, even though Kyle Pitts had zero on your squad. I should have traded him to Mike when I had the chance. But Mike, don't send me no boo-boo trades. You know, I'll be looking next year, but you ain't going to rate me like that, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I mean, that's it. I mean, a loss is a loss. It's win or go home this week. And it's going to be a good Hawk to another shit season. We got it up next.
It's win or go home in week number 14 for you, the final week of the podcast season of the 3DWFL season. Let's get off of your misery for a second, JT. Let's move over to matchup number two. Matchup number two, we got Sempire. And we got Prison Mike Squad. Prison Mike Squad taking the victory 124.18 to Sempire 102.14. Prison Mike Squad with standout performances from Najee Harris with 25 points, 75 yards, and a touchdown. He also had 6 catches for 54 yards. Standout performer head nods we can give to Chase Brown with 19 points, 70 yards, and a touchdown. And Nico Collins with 19.9, 8 catches and 119 yards. For Sempire, he had 2 standout performances. Jaden Daniels, who's had a good rookie season all year, good fantasy football season all year. Jaden Daniels, 27.64, 206 yards, 4 total touchdowns, and 1 interception. And Jonnu Smith with 21.3, 10 catches and 113 yards. JT, any opinions, any thoughts, any commentary on this matchup?
Yeah, Prison Mike Squad's really turning it on here at the end of the season. He's really trying to get in. Shoot, Brown and Collins giving him those 19-point games was pretty solid. On Empire side, I mean, Jonnu Smith is coming to his own, but sucks that he's out. But other than that, I mean, it was a good matchup.
It was a good matchup. We've had, if in my opinion, this has been a competitive year. I think it's been a competitive season. I think we have a lot of players who, you know, rightfully are going to get into the playoffs. And we have a lot of people who, you know, probably in other leagues would have gotten into the playoffs. So shout out to everybody who's still fighting. Shout out to those who have been eliminated, and shout out to you, JT, who has a very, very important matchup coming up soon. So, matchup number three, we got Star Gang Mary Williams falling to Kyle Orton Memorial, 141.92 to 108.48. Standout performances for Kyle Orton Memorial, we had Josh Allen with 28.42, 148 yards passing, 4 total touchdowns. He had 1 touchdown reception for 7 yards. He had 1 rushing touchdown, and he had 18 rushing yards. So Josh Allen doing what Josh Allen does, and then some. Rico Dowdle with 21.3 points for the Dallas Cowboys. 112 yards and a touchdown. He also had 3 catches for 11 yards. We can give a head nod to the Dallas defense finally waking up and coming alive. 19 points, a touchdown, an interception, a fumble recovery, and 20 points allowed. And then also we'll give a head nod to Mark Andrews doing the same, 18.9 points, 6 catches, 67 yards, and a touchdown. Star Gang had a standout performance from Devin Achan, who has been good fantasy football season, good fantasy football wise all season. Devin Achan, 21.0 points. He had a reception touchdown. He had 8 catches for 56 yards, and also, well, yeah, like I said, a reception touchdown. So, JT, any commentary, any opinions, and what are your thoughts on this matchup between Kyle Orton Memorial and Stargang?
Shout out to Stargang, man. I was looking at his squad right now. He actually has a good roster. It just looks like it didn't come together all season. Josh Allen getting 4 total touchdowns. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, he got a passing touchdown and a receiving touchdown in one play. So that's pretty badass. Rico Dowdle with 21.3. I mean, if you can count on him doing that every week, Kyle Memorial has a real shot to go deep. Because, I mean, he has a very stacked roster as well. But, yeah, I mean, that one was pretty much a blowout.
Matchup number 4. We got Drinking from the Cup, and we got the Chosen One, Terrence Pryor. Drinking from the Cup taking the win, 132.46, to the Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, taking the L, 95.84. Standout performances for Drinking from the Cup. We got Josh Jacobs with 21.7, 43 yards, and a touchdown rushing. He also had 4 catches for 74 yards reception. Jamar Chase doing what Jamar Chase does with 20.6 points, 6 catches, 86 yards, and a touchdown. And also Terry McLaurin with the big game, 27.3, 8 catches, 73 yards, and 2 touchdowns as well. Standout performances from the Chosen One, Terrence Pryor. We had Tyreek Hill trying to do it on his own with 20.3, 6 catches, 83 yards, and a touchdown. JT, opinions, commentary, what are your thoughts on this matchup?
Shoot, another blowout. Drinking from the Cup had some pretty good players up in there. Terry McLaurin, 27.3 is pretty clutch. Along with Dalton Schultz, he seems like he's going to be coming alive late in the season. As he said, Jamar Chase, just doing what Jamar Chase does. And another blowout.
Another blowout indeed. There's been a lot of Drinking from the Cup's really turning it on here at the end, like Mike said a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, he's been catching fire.
A lot of his players are starting to hit. Jamar Chase coming alive, Cooper Kupp coming back. Like you said, Dalton Schultz. I didn't even see Dalton Schultz 17.1. Joe Burrow with the head nod as well with 19.26, 309 yards and 3 touchdowns. JT, go ahead and click on Joe Burrow real quick since you brought him up. Go to his 2024 game log. He is the number 3 quarterback position rank-wise, averaging 21.6, looking like Joe Burrow of old. The last 4 weeks, Joe Burrow has done 29.14, 33.72, and 29.04 and 19.26. Before that, he was doing 8 points, 17.22, 25.36, 16.28, 33.78, 19.82, 14.94, and 12.86. Joe Burrow, fantasy football wise, what do you think? Just give your opinions on him this year as compared to last year, as compared to year 1, etc.
Well, I mean, the Bengals always start off slow every year. They always 0-1 off the jump. But that defense is terrible, man. They're going to be in a lot of shootouts. And he's going to put up points. I mean, for the rest of the season, Dallas, Tennessee. Tennessee has one of the worst ranked pass defenses. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure Will Levis is going to score all over him as well. So, I mean, that's going to be a big game. Cleveland, that might be a little hiccup in the road, but, and Denver also. But I think for the rest of the year going into the playoffs, he's going to be putting up over 20.
And I think that's what people were at least not accustomed to seeing from Joe Burrow, but at least expecting to see from Joe Burrow on a pretty weekly basis.
He's modern day Tony Romo, bro. Defense lets him down and he just gets into a shootout.
I like that comparison. Yeah. I like that comparison. Okay, so matchup number 5, we got mixing things up, taking down Florida Boy, 126.14 to 91.9. Standout performers for mixing things up, 21.9, Joe Mixon, 101 yards and a touchdown. 25.8 points for Mike Evans, 8 catches, 118 yards and a touchdown. And we could even give a head nod to Jaden Reed, 19.7 with 3 catches, 24 yards, and 2 touchdowns on 3 catches. So, standout performers for Florida Boy, we didn't have any. JT, relatively simple. You know, it's a blowout. You know?
Yeah, another blowout.
Yeah, I don't think there's really much else to say here. Anybody that you would want to talk about specifically on either of these two lineups?
Shout out George Pickens. Must watch football. That's about it.
Shout out to the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast group and page on Facebook, guys. Go follow that to keep up with all things sports and entertainment. We are the newest and most exciting sports and entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. You guys go leave us a review. We got 14 5-star reviews. Go get that thing up there. The more 5-star reviews, the more comments, the higher we get in the algorithm, and the more our podcast gets pushed to more people. And also, the more that people will get to hear how good or bad of a fantasy football player you are. In my case, a great fantasy football player. In a lot of y'all's cases, not so great. So I'm just kidding. JT, let's talk.
Mixing things up, though. Shout out Mixing Things Up. We did have a trade early in the season. It was Jaden Reed, Kittle, and Cortland Sutton. But Jaden Reed seemed to work out for him. Kittle and Sutton are working out for me. That was a good trade. Probably the only good one in this league that's happened so far. But, you know, shout out Mixon.
We had one recently that I thought was a very fair trade. I forgot about that one. Keith Dyer also said that he had a trade that was fairly fair. So 3 fair trades in one season. Okay, I'll take that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
Not bad.
There ain't no robberies going on.
Yeah, there's a narrative that's starting to build up a little bit around the league that there is no trades happening, not being able to be happening. Okay, I love hearing that there is actual, you know, positive trading happening under the 3DFFL platform. That's good to know. Mike, stop sending boo-boo trades, bro, and maybe we can make some things happen between you and Tizzle Bun. So,
for the people in the back, louder.
But next, as we talked about, guys, relatively simple, this matchup. It was a blowout, 126.14 for Mixing Things Up, and Florida Boy, 91.9. Mixing Things Up recently left the group chat, the community group chat, I'm assuming, because he officially got eliminated from the playoffs. Sam, we appreciate you for coming.
I take back that shout-out.
No. Sam, we appreciate you. We appreciate you joining. We appreciate, you know, you taking a chance on the platform. Unfortunately, we can't keep everybody. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, good games, bro. Good, you know, there's a lot of killers in this league. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of dogs in this league. So it's hard to do what you got to do. But matchup number 6 and the final matchup for week number 13 that we're going to cover. The newly named Hawk Tua a shit show. The reigning and defending champion of the 3DFFL, guys, Keith Dyer, taking another loss here in week 13, 125.82 to 142.6. Who wants to smoke, taking the victory and defeating the reigning and defending champion of the 3DFFL? So there will be a new champion crowned this year at the end of week 17 when the championship was actually decided. Man, I love voting in the group chats, don't you, JT?
Yeah, I love the democracy.
It's always fun. It's always fun to see how that process shakes itself out and you know, kind of sifts itself through. So shout out to everybody for being cordial and being, you know, civil through disagreements, whether you it's formats or whether it's rules, whatever the case may be. So I've enjoyed my year this year. So next thing we are going to talk about, JT, we're going to talk about week 14 matchups. So go ahead and pull up week 14. And we're going to talk about Prison Mike squad matchup number one, taking on the 3DFFL. We got matchup number two, Kyle Orton Memorial, taking on Sempire. We got matchup number three, the Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, taking on Star Gang. Matchup number four, Florida Boy, taking on Drinking from the Cup. Matchup number five, Who Wants to Smoke, taking on Mixing Things Up. And of course, matchup number six, yours truly, Tizzle Bun, taking on Hawk Tua, a shit show. No longer Hawk Tua another championship, but Hawk Tua another shit show. So, JT, your thoughts on your matchup, thoughts on any matchups this week coming up in week number 14. Just give us a little, quick commentary.
So there's a lot of important matchups this week for seeding-wise and whoever's going to get in. You and Prison Mike squad, that could have... If Prison Mike squad loses, if I win, he might be out. If I lose and he loses, I don't know who gets in. That'll be a while to see that. Let's see, what else do we got on here? Kyle Orton and Sempire. It's a must-win for Kyle Orton. Sempire's playing spoiler, I'm assuming. Star Gang and Chosen One. I don't know if that has any relevance to the seeding, but that should be a good one as well. And, man, there's just a lot of good matchups this week. It's going to play out a lot for these seedings and for the playoffs.
I love when we have other people on and they talk about the implications of the matchups and the standings. That's something that I admit that we could work on a little bit more. Adding into the show is the matchups and how they correlate or relate in accordance to the standings each week or week by week. So next thing we're going to talk about, JT, we're going to talk about the power rankings. We got the fantasy football power rankings presented by Snickers. Trending up, we got the Signs in Sports podcast trending up 10 spots from number 11 to number 1. Look at that, man. Shout out to me, right, JT? Come on now. trending up 10 excuse me, I got too excited. Kyle Orton Memorial trending up 8 spots from number 12. excuse me, from number 12 to number 4. The Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, trending up 4 spots from the Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, from number 6 to number 2. And trending down, we got Sempire trending down 9 spots. Sempire, maybe your team just needs a snicker, because you are not you when you are hungry, trending down 9 spots from the number 2 projected team in power rankings on draft day to number 11. JT, you want to talk about your projected standings and where you are currently?
Yeah, the beginning of the year started off number 1, man. And we were hot, you know what I'm saying? We were going in. And then slowly and slowly, we were just win-loss, tie. Now I'm sitting at number 8 in the power rankings. But once the playoffs start, anything could fucking happen. You know, I just got to get through this week and get back to that number 1 spot. Take it away from the Size and Sports. You know what I'm saying?
anything can happen when it comes to the playoffs. It does not matter.
You definitely need like 4 sneakers to get that spot, bro. I mean, need a cup.
I feel like me. You know, so that might actually, I may have made it up there to the number 1 spot a couple times, but that might be the first time that I made it all the way up to number 1 in the power rankings in the projected.
Yeah, you've definitely trended high all the time. You've been around hovering around that 2-3 spot a long time, and now you're back at number 1. So
here we go. Here we go. All right, guys. Next thing we're going to talk about is we're going to talk about the standings. We're going to talk about Zone 3, where Tizzle Bun resides. I will let you talk about Zone 3, Tizzle Bun, and we're going to talk about Zone D as well, or should I say zone DIG? So zone three, go zone three, go ahead and take it away, Tizzle Bun.
Zone three, I mean, this is the big dog league, you know what I'm saying? We got one person eliminated from contention right now. That's just Florida Boy. Shout out Florida Boy, he stuck it through. 6-6-1 sitting at number five. Prison Mike Squad sitting at number four at 7-6. Kyle Orton at 8-5 sitting at number two, tied with Who Wants to Smoke at 8-5 also. So there's a lot of big matchups there going on. And the Chosen One at 9-4. So, I mean, all the matchups in that, whoever's playing in that league, wins and losses are going to matter this week. So it's going to be pretty close.
You know,
going to be eliminated unfairly, even if.
My bad. I didn't mean to cut you off. Did you want to finish? Okay. So I did not even know. I did not realize until you told me recently. You tagged me in the Discord and told me that Zone 3 is the real boom town, because you have 1, 2, 3, 4 teams that are 9-4, 8-5, 8-5, and 7-6. All those teams could be top three teams in Zone D. Zone DIG, speaking of, we got the 3DFFL, 9-4 at the number one seed, locking up the division and also clinching the playoffs in the process. The Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, also clinching the playoffs. The Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, also clinching the playoffs in Zone 3. Zone D, the number two seed, we have Star Gang, Mary Williams, 7-5-1. We got Drinking from the Cup at number 3, 7-6. And we have three teams currently eliminated from playoff contention. We have Hawk Tua, a shit show, 5-8. We got Mixing Things Up, 4-9. And we got the Gus Empire also coming in fifth place in Zone DIG at 4-9 as well, tied with Sam Jones, Mixing Things Up. So that is the standings currently for the Signs and Sports podcast. The next thing we're going to talk about, JT, and the final thing for this segment that we're going to talk about is we're going to talk about the playoff bracket. So go ahead and pull that up with me. Since you are currently residing in the projected consolation ladder, I will let you cover that. I will let you cover that spot, and I will cover the projected winners bracket. Guys, this is the Wingstop playoffs presented by Wingstop. The projected consolation ladder, Tizzle Bun, go ahead and let us know what your situation is and how this thing is about to shake out.
You got Prison Mike and myself sitting at 7-8. I think both wins for us. Prison Mike can get in with a win, I'm sure. Even if I win, I think I still get kicked out. That matchup right there is probably the only ones that can get moved up into the playoff bracket, into the winner's bracket. You got Mixing Things Up and Hawk to a shit season, sitting at 10-9.
The main change.
And,
it's crazy.
and Gus sitting at 11-12, fighting for the last spot there, or last place. And then that's about it. There's just not really a lot of good matchups going on at the bottom.
Yeah, as you said, I mean, the teams at the bottom, if they are still competing, they're still competing off straight dignity and pride, and we appreciate it and we respect it. You know, so the projected consolation ladder, as Tizzle Bun said, 6-6-1, Tizzle Bun in the number 8 seed, Prison Mike Squad number 7-6. We got the number 9 and number 10 seeds, Hawk Tua shit season, 5-8, and Mixing Things Up, the number 10 at 4-9. And then we got the 11-12, we got Sempire and we got Florida Boy. For Sempire 4-9 and Florida Boy 3-10, of course, owning the worst record in the league and possibly preparing to be the 12th seed in the league after this playoff bracket is done. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. In the projected winners bracket, guys, we got, as you know, wild card weekend. We got two byes. We got the number one seed. We got the number two seed. The number one seed, rightfully so, as we take our spot back. Terrence Pryor, thank you, the chosen one. The number one seed, the 3DFFL 9-4, with the first bye of the year. We have one more. We have one more week to go. This could still change next week. As we're talking next week, as we're talking to Keith Dyer, we could be discussing a completely different, you know, scenario, and I could be eating my words, you know, after this episode.
The chosen one hasn't even locked up the first seed. It's going to come down to this week, which is, that's crazy.
I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait to sit on my couch, nervous, anxious, and scared out of my mind to see what happens come Monday night, you know? So, the number two seed, as we just talked about, with the second bye, the chosen one, Terrence Pryor, at 9-4 as well. Anything can happen after week number 14. The two wild card weekends, the two wild card weekend matchups that we will be seeing in round number one. We have the number three and number six seed, Who Wants to Smoke, at number 8-5. The number three seed taking on the number six seed, Drinking from the Cup, 7-6. And we have the number four and number five seed. We have Kyle Orton Memorial at 8-5, the number four seed. And we have Star Gang, the number five seed, at 7-5-1. Also taking that, you know, tie that I've never before seen in my entire life in fantasy football with Mr. Tizzlebun, of course. So those are the two matchups. Kyle Orton Memorial taking on Star Gang, and Drinking from the Cup taking on Who Wants to Smoke, while the 3DFFL and the Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, are currently sitting in the two bye spots in Wildcard Weekend. Any comments, commentary, or opinions on the projected winner's bracket, JT, or just on the playoffs overall before we move forward?
Yeah, there's a lot of big hitters in the projected winner's bracket, bro. I mean, two 9-4 teams, and the second seed hasn't even locked up that bye. It's going to come down to this week. Good luck to all you guys, fuck. It's going to be close.
I mean, what's understood don't need to be said. Once it comes to the playoffs, anything can happen, huh?
Week 14, you know? I mean, once you're locked in, you're locked in.
I mean, I'm just happy I clinched a playoff spot. I'm just happy to be in the dance. So, JT, one thing. I mean, we basically already figured out when the championship weekend is going to be, so I can't ask you the question, but I will anyways. What's your opinion on championship weekend 18-17? Which do you prefer, and are you happy that we went with week number 17?
Yeah, 17 for sure, man. I mean, you hate to someone playing one drive and then getting benched for the rest of the game. I think it just makes it boring.
No, you know? Yeah, true.
But I think it's better off that way. I wouldn't change it.
Yeah, I agree. And I mean, to an extent, there's still the give me a second. I'm sorry, guys. I unplugged my headphones. Give me one second to get those things plugged right back in.
Sorry, JT.
We are coming back, guys. Give me one second. This is going to come out on the podcast. I'm a little embarrassed, but that's okay. Okay, I lost my train of thought trying to figure out how to get my headphones plugged back in without embarrassing myself. But now, you know, so now two L's in a row. But hey, we talked about what we had to talk about when it came to the playoffs. We talked about what we needed to talk about when it came to the standings, the power rankings, matchups for week number 13, for week number 14 coming up. As you know, I mean, it's the final week of the regular season, guys, for the 3DFFL season number 3. It's been a wild one. It's been a fun one. It's been an entertaining one. And thank you to everybody who has attended and participated on the podcast, JT, you yourself included. Before we kind of, you know, get off of this thing and start, you know, knocking it out, JT, as you know, you're an avid listener of the podcast. At the end of the podcast, we give the platform to the guest, and you can go ahead and say whatever you want. Talk your ish, give a motivational speech, cut a promo, or just cry about your season, whatever you would like to do. The floor is yours.
I don't got much to say, bro. It's been a good season. Shout out to everybody for participating. It's been fun. I hope everybody comes back next year. If anybody wants to smoke on some NCAA, DM me. I'll throw you my gamer tag. And that's about it.
As he talked about, guys, NCAA, we're going to be running NCAA Madden tournaments in the off season. I have already started streaming on Discord. I'm streaming NCAA GTA. Guys, I have been on every day for at least an hour. If y'all want to get in there and check out some just straight gameplay right now, once the season's over, we'll start doing some GTA RP. If you guys would like that, if you guys want to kind of check that out, if you play GTA, if you want to get in there, get into the True server and, you know, come play some GTA with True. So that'll also be an option. We got the Madden tournaments coming up. And yeah, so JT, thank you for jumping on the podcast. I know it's been a long time coming. It's been a very long time. Before we leave, how about you just tell everybody how your experience so far has been? This is your first year in the league and in the paid league. You've been on the league for a long time with us. As I tell everybody, JT, one of my great friends, longtime friend. Talk about your experience on the podcast just as a whole, or on the platform, in the platform as a whole.
What you're doing with the podcast is fun. It gives something someone to listen to every weekend. People like hearing about how their teams are doing, you know, how the league's looking out. Hopefully this keeps going on for a while. You know, we've been in leagues for years. We yet to win a chip, but it's gonna happen. And yeah, that's about it, man.
I doubt it.
No, I've been close.
Yeah, you have. Yeah.
Let me sneak in this year and see what happens. Let's go.
Let's go, man.
Up right now, bro. I'm about to pee, not give out this PG rating bullshit. You know what I mean?
Hey, man.
Fire me the fuck up.
Hey, man. I can step away from the microphone if you need me to.
Nah, I'm just kidding, bro. But I do challenge you to some NCAA on stream.
Oh.
You know, I didn't beat you in the league, but I'll beat you live.
Oh,
you
know no. Oh no, guys, you know, just because mama didn't raise no punk, I'm gonna accept that challenge right here on the podcast. And we will stream it as well. So coming soon, Design Gifted taking on Tizzle Bun and some NCAA or Madden or whatever it is that he prefers. And yeah, if y'all want to come watch me get spanked 78-13, you guys tune into that live stream and come and watch it with us in the Discord. If you want to get in the Discord and you are not in any of the leagues, get with us.
Come on,
and as you guys know, the Discord community will be year round. We will be in there at the end of the year, and you know, thank you for tuning in with us, JT. We appreciate you for being on with us. And guys, as you know, at the end of every segment, every first segment, we have a song. The song we are playing today is City Girls by D.I.G. If you like the song, what Spotify, you know, at D.I.G. And that is about all. JT, see you later. All right, guys, we'll catch you on the other side.
These city girls, they love the vibe like what we on tonight. Know my designer, Perry Ellis, what I sip on, alright. I'll buy the table, True be the label. And I'm so gifted and gorgeous, and now I feel like the mayor of all these. I guess there's nothing left to say, but baby, go away. We try to make it work, we try to make it happen. This was something to save. Could've been a business mogul, could've been grinding minimum wage. But now my cup don't need soda, this whiskey straight to the brain. That 90 proof, sip a shot or two, hit the booth. Never know what she went through. Like, girl, take your time, we can cool. You can cry while I write this verse. I swear I can feel her hurt. I'm so gifted, it's a curse. I know, baby, let's work. You can cry those tears in the Maybach. That penthouse where we lay at. That pink convertible BMW drop top, she just paid that. She made her money that made her move. She big business, she paying dues. She fuck with me, she don't fuck with you. She fuck with Foul, cause she fuck with True. And she found us on the map, like my voice and how I rap, like my southern style and all the plans of wanting to get back. Baby girl, I'm gonna be mayor. This my city now and later, this my promise. Nothing left to do but get paper, These city girls, they love the vibe like what we on tonight. Know my designer, Perry Ellis, what I sip on, alright. I'll buy the table, True be the label. And I'm so gifted and gorgeous, and now I feel like the mayor of all these. Like city girls, they love the vibe like what we on tonight. Know my designer, Perry Ellis, what I sip on, alright. I'll buy the table, True be the label. And I'm so gifted and gorgeous, and now I feel like the mayor of all these. City girls acting crazy, green and black that Mercedes. Gentlemen jack my whiskey, but that Dior Savage fragrance. You see the fit for the night, that drip get clipped for the price. That paparazzi on me crazy, I'm just trying to get right. These women already say they love me, I'm just trying to feel the same. Asking why I don't want her, but baby girl, you know you playing. I'm so sick of having these conversations. You move too fast, you ain't know the shit we doing is complicated. Now we so historic, but I'm concentrating, trying to make it work, trying to make it happen. This process is so exhausting. Baby, lay me on my back and hop up on my waist and put it on the track. That's while I get a taste of that water. Dasani, Fiji, that boss, that Carter 3 play while I kiss it. Your man hates what he lost. I love the way that she flaws. She step out in public like the mayor's wife. I feel like the boss. Yeah, she know what the cost. Fuck it, ready or not. These city girls, they love the vibe like what we on tonight. Know my designer, Perry Ellis, what I sip on, alright. I'll buy the table, True be the label. And I'm so gifted and gorgeous, and now I feel like the mayor of all these. City girls, they love the vibe like what we on tonight. Know my designer, Perry Ellis, what I sip on, alright. I'll buy the table, True be the label. And I'm so gifted and gorgeous, and now I feel like the mayor of all these.
All right, guys, that was City Girls by D.I.G. on Spotify. If you like that, follow D.I.G. on Spotify. You can find that on Attitude and Assumptions, the deluxe album that is out on Spotify now at D.I.G. Guys, thank you, JT. Guys, I just want to say a huge shout out to the last 3-4 people who have been on the podcast the last few weeks. I appreciate it. It's been fun. It's been a fun stretch. I hope that we can continue next week with Keith. And then, of course, our two special guests. And then, of course, the 3 to the 3 and D Signs and Sports podcast at the end. But until we get there, guys, as we usually talk about, we are going to speak about fantasy football. We are here with D.I.G., the D to the 3 and D Signs and Sports podcast, the D to the 3D FFL. We're going to cover matchups for the league. As you guys know, this is my personal family and friends league. We are covering week number 13. And we got Design Gifted versus Watts on Wax Off. Mahomes Alone versus To Infinity and Bijan. Gifted and Gorgeous and Team No Fine Please. Matchup number 4, we have Quater Tots and Flame Boys. And matchup number 5, we got Team Bro Dog and Strange Animals. Matchup number 1, we got Design Gifted falling to Watts on Wax Off 139.74 to 117.98. Guys, I'm kind of numb to it at this point. You know what I'm saying? The losses, being in as many leagues as I'm in, you know, it kind of just is what it is at this point. We're moving. Some of them hurt more. This one, I'm not really in tune with where I'm at, what's happening, how I stand in the playoffs. If I even make the playoffs or if I'm even in the playoffs. But a lot of my attention has been going to the 3DFFL $100 league. That one is, you know, the one that I'm giving my whole entire focus and effort to. But until we get to the playoffs, which is next week, guys, we are going into the playoffs next week, if you don't remember. I can't wait. And actually, I'm sorry, not next week. We got next week's podcast, and then we go into the playoffs. So next week's podcast episode is the final episode before we get to the playoffs, the actual playoffs. So hopefully we have the champ, the reigning defending champ of the 3DFFL, Keith Dyer, Hawk Tua shit show. You know, we look forward to having you on the podcast and, you know, going forward. And I look forward to hearing your explanation for the name change, etc., everything like that. So matchup number one, guys, we have standout performances for Design Gifted from Jamar Chase with 6 catches, 86 yards, and a touchdown. That's 20.6 points. And then we had Bucky Irving with 152 yards and a touchdown, 27.5 points. Standout performances for Watts on Wax Off. We have Jaden Daniels with 27.64, 206 yards for 4 total touchdowns and an interception. And we also have Trey McBride with 21.6, 12 catches for 96 yards. Matchup number two, we have Mahomes alone with 103.04, falling to the best roster, best lineup in the league, to Infinity and Bijan, 155.02. Standout performances for to Infinity and Bijan, Tua Tagovailoa with 25.2, 365 yards and 2 touchdowns. Bijan Robinson with 25.5, 102 yards and a touchdown. Nico Collins with 20 points, 8 catches, 119 yards. Brock Bowers with a huge 30-point game, 10 catches, 140 yards, and a touchdown. Matchup number three, we have Gifted and Gorgeous taking the victory in what is possibly what is Game of the Week, 129.14. Guys, you can follow Gifted and Gorgeous on Facebook, at Gifted and Gorgeous. Follow the page, follow the group. You know, yeah, do that. So Gifted and Gorgeous, 129.14 to 122.22 for Team No Fine Please. Standout performances for Gifted and Gorgeous, we have Jerry Jeudy with 40.5 points, 9 catches, 235 yards, and a touchdown. We have Jonnu Smith with 21.3, 10 catches, and 113 yards. And then, of course, we have... Actually, that's it. So, Team No Fine Please, standout performances for, from Jameis Winston, 33 points, 497 yards, 4 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. Tyreek Hill, 20.3 points, 6 catches, 83 yards, and a touchdown. And that is all for the matchups for the standout performers for Gifted and Gorgeous and Team No Fine Please as they competed in Game of the Week. And Gifted and Gorgeous pulled off the victory, 129.14 to 122.22. Matchup number four, guys, we got Quater Tots taking down Flame Boys, 112.66 to 98.72. Standout performers for Quater Tots, we have Joe Burrow, 19.26 with 309 yards and 3 touchdowns. And that is about it for Quater Tots. Standout performers for Flame Boys, we have Lamar Jackson with 237 yards, 2 touchdowns, 25.38 points. DJ Moore with 23.7, 8 catches, 97 yards, and a touchdown. And in matchup number 5, we have Strange Animals taking the victory over Team Bro Dog, 127.62 to 95.72. Standout performers for Team Bro Dog, we have Joe Mixon, 21.9 points, 101 yards, and a touchdown. And we have standout performances for Strange Animals with Josh Allen, 28.42 points. And we will give a head nod to Marvin Harrison Jr. with 18 points, 5 catches, 60 yards, and a touchdown. So that was the matchups for week number 13. Next, as you guys know, we will talk about the matchups for week number 14. The matchups that we will be expecting are Mahomes Alone versus Design Gifted. We got Quater Tots versus Team No Fine Please. Flame Boys taking on Strange Animals. To Infinity and Bijan taking on Team Bro Dog. Watts on Wax Off taking on Gifted and Gorgeous. And those are the five matchups for week number 14 that we can expect to see next week on the show. Last week before the playoffs, like I said, there's going to be a lot of, like we talked about in the first segment, there's going to be a lot of different matchups that, you know, will or won't affect playoff seeding. The ones that will, obviously, are big time matchups this week. The ones that won't, nobody really cares about. But going forward, we're going to continue talking about fantasy football. And the next thing that we're going to talk about is the final standings projections, the fantasy football power rankings presented by Snickers. Trending up, we got Gifted and Gorgeous trending up 8 spots from number 10 to number 8. Trending up, we got To Infinity and Bijan trending up 7 spots from number 8 to number 1. And trending up, we got Design Gifted trending up 5 spots from number 9 to number 4. Trending down, as you guys know, maybe your team needs a Snicker, Brandon, because you're not you when you're hungry, making a permanent residency in the trending down section. Trending down 7 spots from number 3, projected on draft day, to number 10 currently. So that was the fantasy football power rankings presented by Snickers. The next thing that we are going to talk about is the standings and the East, as you guys know, otherwise labeled Candyland. In first place, locking up the division and clinching a bye in the playoffs, we have To Infinity and Bijan, 10-3, best record in the league going into this year. Going into this week, if he loses, if things go a certain way, he might be tied for the best record in the league. But who knows? And we'll see what happens after this and on the next episode. But clinching a playoff spot as well, we have Quater Tots, the number 2 seed in Candyland, 8-5. Clinching a playoff spot as well, we have Flame Boys at 7-6 in the 3rd seed. Officially being eliminated from the playoffs and tied for 4th in Candyland, we have Mahomes Alone and Watts on Wax Off, 5-8, both of them tied for 4th as we talked about, and both of them being eliminated from the playoffs, here in week 13. So guys, we appreciate you for participating. As always, Marco, I'll see you soon. JT, see you on New Year's. And, you know, hey, we can't win everyone. JT, you're going to get one. He didn't care to stay and talk about this one because of his seating. And the other one, he still has a chance. So I understand. I know how it goes. I wouldn't either. So, but I have to, regardless. If I'm doing good, doing bad. Last year was hard. I'm not going to lie to y'all. Last year was tough because I didn't do well. I had to talk about my team in the consolation bracket. That's not true. I talked about them in the 7th seed. I like the 7th seed, but whatever, right? Playoffs is what it is. So next thing we're going to talk about, guys, we got the Western Conference, which is also known as Boomtown. The leader of the Boomtown division, we have Gifted and Gorgeous already clinching a playoff spot. 9-4. In second place, we have Design Gifted also clinching a playoff spot at 8-5. In third place, we have Strange Animals also clinching that playoff spot. And then at 4-5, respectively, we have Team No Fine Please and Team Bro Dog, 4-9 and 2-11, officially being eliminated from the playoffs all together and going forward. So that was the standings for the league. The next thing we're going to talk about, guys, we're going to talk about the playoff bracket, the Wingstop playoffs presented by Wingstop. The projected winners bracket, we got To Infinity and Bijan currently sitting at the number 1 spot in the bye at 10-3. In the number 2 spot, we got Gifted and Gorgeous at 9-4 in the second bye. The two wildcard weekends for the league are going to be the number 5 and number 4 seed, Strange Animals and Design Gifted. And the number 6 and number 3 seed, Flame Boys and Quater Tots. in the projected consolation ladder, we got Watts on Wax Off, the number 8 seed, taking on Mahomes Alone, the number 7 seed. And we got the number 10 seed, Team Bro Dog, taking on the number 9 seed, Team No Fine Please. So, that being said, that is the playoff bracket projection for as we currently stand for the league. We covered the standings, we covered the matchups, we covered matchups to come. We covered power rankings presented by Snickers, we covered the Wingstop playoff bracket. Guys, that about brings a close to the episode. I know as I talk about, the second segments are getting a little shorter. I'm currently thinking about possibly doing away with the league coverage on the podcast, opening up the $100 league coverage a little bit more. And, you know, going forward in kind of a different direction, but similar. As you know, we make changes every year. Sometimes we do them on the fly. Sometimes we have months in advance to prepare. But you never know. You never quite know when you're doing stuff like this. So, guys, that's about all. Follow DIG on Spotify, Gifted and Gorgeous on Facebook, and the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast on Spotify. And leave us a review. Leave us a 5-star rating. Help us get into the algorithm. And good luck on the rest of your fantasy football season. And Keith, we hope to talk to you next week, this Saturday coming up. And we hope you guys enjoy the show. We will catch you on the next one.
The realest underground entertainment. T-R-U-E. Hashtag that. True. The realest underground entertainment, your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? TRUE, the realest underground entertainment, Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, DIG, JB, Chach with the heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the Realest Underground Entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.
Superstar producer Chach with the heat. You need beats, he's got the heat. Chach with the heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Find him at www.dayonevibes.com. Find him on YouTube. Find him on www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat. Affordable beats, bangers, bangers, bangers after bangers. Chach with the heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment is the one that you need, the one that you need, the one that you need. Any music artist, any genre, Chach with the heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Contact Chach with the heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook at Chach with the heat. On YouTube at Chach with the Heat. On Day One Vibes in the store tab. And on Facebook at Mario Chavera. And again on BeatStars at www.beatstars.com/Chach with the Heat for all your music needs and all your music purposes. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music videos, anything you need, get at your boy Rilo of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Rilo. Get at your boy Rilo at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at Rilo361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe Shop, anything from the Realest Underground Entertainment, get at your boy Rilo of the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment.